感谢主，大家晚安。
We give thanks to the Lord and good evening to you all.
主的安排让我们有机会一起来敬拜神，互相学习道理。
Because of the arrangement of God that we're able to come here and gather together to learn His words.
今天晚上我们来学习撒勒华的寡妇。
Tonight, we're going to study together the widow at Zarephath.
以色列人要进迦南之前啊，摩西就跟他们讲。
Before the Israelites went into the land of Canaan, Moses told them the following.
你们要进去的地方啊，叫做流奶以蜜的地方。
The land that you're about to go in is a land flowing with milk and honey.
你们如果敬畏神的话，神就让你们生活很富足。
And if you fear God, He will give you a very abundant life.
如果你们离开了神啊，说天就必晒不下雨。
But then if you depart from the living God, then the heaven will shut.
地好像铜铁一样啊，长不出土产来。
And the earth will become like copper or iron for you. It will not grow anything.
所以说，这个祸福都摆在你的面前，由你们自己去选择。
And so the blessing and the cursing is in front of you, and you will choose it for yourself.
在这个亚哈做王的时候。
So during the time of King Ahab,
因为他娶了西顿王的女儿。
Because he married the daughter of King Sidon.
把很多外邦偶像带到以色列地来。
And he brought many foreign idols into the land of Israel.
以色列人就离开神去随从偶像。
So the Israelites departed from God and they followed after idols.
所以神先知就向王宣告说天不降露不下雨。
So the prophet proclaimed to the king saying that the heaven will shut down and will not rain.
从那个时候开始有三年六个月的时间没有下雨。
So starting from that time on, 3 years and 6 months after, it did not rain.
所以遍地就造成很大的饥荒。
So the whole land was in famine.
但在这个饥荒当中神叫先知说，你先去在一个基利西旁躲起来。
And during the famine, God told the prophet to hide at the brook Cherith.
因为亚哈王想要杀他。
Because King Ahab wanted to kill him.
这个先知以利亚躲在西旁乌鸦早晚叼饼跟肉给他吃。
And so the prophet Elijah, he was hiding by the brook, and ravens brought food to him.
喝那溪里的水。
And he drank from the brook.
因为是神叫他躲藏的地方所以亚哈王找不到。
And because it was the place that God told him to hide, so King Ahab was not able to find him.
但是长时间不下雨所以这个溪里的水就慢慢就少了。
But because it did not rain for a long time, so the brook started to dry up.
但是我们看到以利亚先知那个时候他并不着急。
But we see that the prophet Elijah, he was not anxious.
他还是耐性等候神。
And he waited for God patiently.
他说等到这个溪水干了，神的话语就来到。
When the brook was completely dried up, then the word of God came to him.
然后神叫他到一个西顿撒勒华的寡妇那里去。
And God told him to go to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon.
所以我们从这个先知的身上第一个学习的就是耐性等候神。
So the first thing that we could learn from the prophet is that we needed to wait patiently for God.
我们有时候常常经不起环境的考验。
Many times we're unable to bear the challenges in our environment.
时候还没有到，人就想办法要来解决人所遭遇到的困难。
And so even before the time has come for us, we want to solve the issues ourselves.
好像亚伯拉罕神应许他的儿子。
For example, Abraham, God promised him a son.
他等了十几年等不到。
And he waited for more than 10 years and he still did not receive.
他的妻子撒拉就说，那你就跟使女跟他结婚就生小孩。
So his wife told him, why don't you marry my maid and marry her and have children?
这个不是神的旨意。
And that was not part of God's will.
但是亚伯拉罕因为等不起
But because Abraham couldn't wait,
啊，所以让这个家庭带来很大的风波。
And so it brought about a lot of challenges for the family.
那，啊，我们看约瑟啊，他虽然在监里受很多的苦。
And if we look at Joseph, he suffered much in prison.
啊，但是他能够等候啊，神安排的时候。
But he was able to wait until the timing of God.
所以时候到了，啊，神让法老做梦。啊，结果就把耶稣找出来。
So when the time came, God made Pharaoh dream, and Joseph was called up.
刚好那个时候非常好啊，所以法老就高立耶稣成为全国的宰相。
And it was good timing, so Pharaoh crowned Joseph as the prime minister of the whole land.
所以我们一般讲这个时候啊，说凡是神安排都有定时。
And so usually when we talk about God's timing, we know that God has a time for everything.
啊，我们要学习啊，等候神的时候。
And we need to learn to wait for God's timing.
他说，当溪水没有了，神就叫以利亚说，你到西顿的撒勒法的寡妇那里去。
And when the brook dried up, God told the prophet to go to the widow in Zarephath in Sidon.
我们看《列王记上》十七章。
If we turn to 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8.
列王记上十七章第八节。
1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8.
神的话临到他说第九节。
Verse
9. 你起身往西顿的撒勒华去，住在那里。我已经吩咐那里的一个寡妇啊，供养你。哦，神叫以利亚说你到西顿。
God told Elijah to go to Sidon.
因为他本来住在基利西啊，这约旦河上游啊啊的一条小溪那里。
Because he was originally dwelling by the brook Cherith, which was the upper river of the river Jordan.
啊，神叫他说你往西北走啊，走到那个啊地中海沿岸的一个西顿的国家。
And God told him to walk towards the northwestern region towards the country of Sidon.
说神吩咐一个寡妇啊啊来供养他。
And God told him that he had commanded a widow there to provide for him.
我们知道这个寡妇在当代啊，根本自己本身都缺乏独立生活的能力。
And we know that as a widow, she did not have the ability to even provide for herself.
那所以她要照顾自己的家庭就有困难了。
And so she had a lot of issues even providing for her
own family. 还要多一个先知啊。啊，在他家里跟他一起生活。
How could she possibly provide for another prophet living with her?
我们有时候会觉得说，神好像这个安排啊不是很好。
So sometimes we may wonder to ourselves, perhaps
好像很不公平。
This arrangement that God has is not fair.
那个富足人的家里啊，有很多的物产呐，啊，来照顾先知应该比较方便。
But those people who are rich and have a lot of properties, they should be the ones providing for the prophet.
那这个寡妇已经本身很缺乏，生活都生活不下去了。
But this widow, she is already lacking herself, and she can't provide by her, for her own.
多照顾一个先知。
And how can she possibly take care of a prophet?
我们现在人常常讲说这是不公平的。
And many people nowadays, we will say that is very unfair.
但是我们知道啊，神的意念高过人的意念。
But we have to know that God's will is higher than man's will.
如果借着一个富足的人来照顾先知，这没有什么稀奇的事情。
If God uses someone who is very rich to provide for the prophet, that is not something unusual.
借着叫一个贫穷一无所有的寡妇啊来照顾他的家庭，又照顾先知啊，才是显出神的丰富。
But to ask a widow to provide for herself and also for the prophet, that shows God's power and protection.
所以圣经里面说，当人在软弱贫穷的时候，显出神的能力跟神的丰盛。
And that's why the Bible tells us that it is only when we are weak it shows God's power.
所以保罗说啊，神的恩典啊是够我们用的。
And that's why Paul tells us that God's grace is sufficient for us.
因为神在人的软弱上啊显得更充足。
Because God is more evident in our weaknesses.
所以他说，我喜欢夸口自己的软弱。
And that's why Paul also says, I like to boast about my weaknesses.
因为我知道我自己软弱，我才会去求告神。
Because only when I know that I'm weak, I will call on the Lord.
因为神是全能的神，他是万福的神。
And because our God is an almighty God, and he's the God of all blessings.
因为当我们缺乏的时候，去依靠神。
And so when we are lacking, we rely on God.
神就赏赐给我们，看顾我们，让我们没有缺乏。
Then God will give to us blessings for us to lack nothing.
所以因为神是真正赏赐万福给人享用的神。
Because our God is the true God that gives blessings to all of us.
让人没有办法来夸口自己所有的。
So that man cannot boast about anything that we have.
但是当我们软弱的时候，我们也不怕，因为神是做我们的依靠，因为他有丰富的赏赐。
And when we're weak, we will not be afraid because we have God as our reliance, and he will give us all things.
缺乏的时候，我们更能够体会到神的丰盛。
And it is when we're lacking that we can all the more experience the abundance of God.
神特别叫以利亚说，你到这个西顿的撒勒华的寡妇那里去。
And God specifically told Elijah to go to the widow in Zarephath in Sidon.
西顿这个已经不是以色列的境内。
Sidon is not in the land of Israel.
是另外一个国度。
And that is another country.
这个寡妇跟当时的王后都是西顿人。
And this widow, she is of the same nation as the queen at the time.
一个非常强烈的对比。
And so this becomes a very obvious contrast.
亚哈王的王后就是西顿王的女儿。
The queen, which is Ahab's queen, she is the daughter of the king of Sidon.
因为她嫁到这个以色列地来，带来很多的偶像。
Because she married into the land of Israel, and she brought with her a lot of idols and a lot of false prophets.
结果让整个以色列国带来空前的大灾难。
And because of that, it brought this huge disaster upon the land.
这个西顿的女儿又非常残忍，很多的先知就被杀害甚至有的躲起来。
And this daughter of the king of Sidon, she was very violent. She killed a lot of prophets.
虽然她很有高的地位。
And even though she had a very high status.
但是带给百姓非常大的痛苦跟灾难。
But she brought about a lot of sufferings and disaster for the people.
同样，这个西顿的一个妇人。
And the same, a woman in the country of Sidon.
她虽然是很卑贱、很贫穷的一个寡妇。
Even though she was a very poor, very lowly widow.
但是因为她的美德所以神的恩典却临到这个家庭。
But because of her virtues, God's blessings came upon her family.
所以神借着她这个家庭显出神的恩丰盛的恩惠。
And so through her family, God showed his abundant blessing.
不只是他能够照顾先知神也养活他们一家。
Not only was she able to provide for the prophet, she was able to provide for her own family.
主耶稣在讲说在当时候以色列地里面也有很多的寡妇。
Jesus told us that at the time in the land of Israel, there were also many widows.
但是神没有叫以利亚先知到他们那里去。
But God didn't tell Prophet Elijah to go to those widows.
却偏偏叫他到一个外邦人，一个穷寡妇的家。
But God told him to go to a foreigner, a very poor widow's house.
当然，我们知道神是充满着慈悲怜悯的神。
And we know that our God is a merciful God.
他说神要做寡妇的依靠，做孤儿的父亲。
We know that God will be the reliance of the widows and also the father of the orphans.
所以在律法里面一直叫以色列人说你们要特别照顾那些孤儿寡妇。
And that's why in the laws given to the Israelites, it was mentioned that they need to take care of widows and orphans.
你们收割的时候，田角不可以割。
When they do harvesting, they should not harvest the corners of the field.
那个河水拿起来掉下去，不可以再捡。
And also, when they are threshing the floor, they shouldn't pick up the ones that fall on the ground.
剩下的就是给那些贫穷的孤儿寡妇。
The law tells them that whatever is left over is for the widows and orphans.
啊，新的圣经里面说，我们如果一个虔诚敬拜神的人，
and the New Testament tells us that if we are someone who fears God,
我们也应该有爱心去照顾那些孤儿寡妇。
Then we ought to have love to take care of the widows and orphans.
啊，这样才是真正的虔诚人。
And that is true religion.
啊，那在当时候啊，以色列地有很多的寡妇。
At that time, in the land of Israel, there were many widows.
但神却没有叫以利亚到他们那里去。
But God did not tell Elijah to go to them.
而到了这个撒勒华的寡妇那里去。
But God told him to go to Zarephath.
因为我们看到这个西顿的这个啊寡妇啊，她真的有很多啊优点呢、啊。
Because we see that this widow, in Sidon, she truly had a lot of virtues.
因为以利亚来的时候，看到她在城门口在那边捡柴。
Because when Elijah arrived, he saw that she was picking up wood by the city
door. 就叫他说：“你用器皿拿一点水来给我喝。”
And so Elijah says, "Please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink."
他说：“这个妇人啊，他说赶快啊，要去找水。”
And so this woman, she was going to get it.
因为以利亚已经走了很长的路啊，又干渴又饥饿。
Because Elijah had already walked a very long distance and he was very hungry and thirsty.
那我们知道那个是饥荒，没有水，没有雨水的时代。
And we know that at that time there was a famine and there was no rain.
所以你要去拿水，要去找啊，这个不容易。
And so it was difficult to actually find water.
但是这个妇人啊，一听到以利亚要水啊，她就赶快要去找，要去拿水。
But this woman, when she heard that Elijah wanted to drink, she immediately went to get water.
非常有爱心的。
So we could see that she was filled with love.
我们看到主耶稣啊，有一次经过撒玛利亚人的地方。
We see that one time Jesus was passing through the land of Samaria.
他看到一个妇人出来拿水。
And he saw a woman coming out to draw water.
他就跟他要水。
So he asked water from her.
结果那个妇人就跟他理论老半天了，说你是犹太人，你我是撒玛利亚人，你怎么向我要水呢？
And this woman was trying to reason with him, saying that you are an Israelite and you are a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan. Why are you asking me for water? But this woman did not do this.
虽然她知道说以利亚是犹太人，
even though she knew that Elijah was an Israelite.
她很有爱心了，就赶快要去拿水。
And so she was filled with love, and she wanted to get water.
当她要去拿水的时候，以利亚又叫住她。
And then when she was going to get water, Elijah called her.
他说啊，你做个饼给我吃。
He said, "Bring me a morsel of bread."
这个妇人说啊。
And so this woman said,
我指着你的神起誓。
She said, "As the Lord your God lives."
虽然她是西顿人啊，就是。拜外邦神的。
Even though she is a person from the land of Sidon, she worships another god.
但是她看到以利亚的装扮就知道啊，这个是先知。
But she knew by looking at Elijah that he was a prophet.
啊，他是以色列人。
And that he was an Israelite.
啊，以色列人所拜的是独一的永生的神。
And the god that the Israelites worship is the one and eternal god.
啊，所以我们看到这个妇人啊，虽然她是外邦人，但是她是敬畏神的。
And so we see that even though this woman was a Gentile, but she feared God.
她说：“我指着你所敬拜的永生的神来起誓。”
She said, "As the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread.
因为我家里啊，那个罐子里面只剩下一点点的面。
Because at home I only have a little bit of flour in the bin.
啊，一点点的油。
And a little oil.
啊，我现在啊，准备做个啊，捡点柴，做个小饼跟我的儿子。”啊，吃了以后我们没有东西，就准备等死了。
And I'm gathering a couple of sticks to prepare it for myself and my son, so we may eat it and die.
她没有东西，这是事实啊。
She really did not have anything.
啊，但是她能够指着以利亚所拜的神来起誓，啊，看出她她是敬畏神的。
But she was able to swear by the Lord that Elijah worships that we could see that she truly feared God.
以利亚跟她讲说：“你不要怕。”
And then so Elijah told her, "Don't be afraid."
你主要照我的话去做。
Just go and do as what I have told you.
啊，为我做一个小饼。
And make a little small cake for me.
啊，然后为你跟你的儿子又去做饼。
And then make some for yourself and your son.
因为我所敬拜的神啊，说你的坛内的面 罐里的油啊不会减少。
Because the Lord God that I worship says that the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry.
啊，要让你啊，一直到啊下雨的时候。
Until the time it rains.
啊，这个妇人啊，她听了先知的话，她就接受，就相信了。
And so this woman, she heard what Elijah, what the prophet said, and she accepted it and believed it.
结果就照先知的要求就去做了。
And so she did according to what the prophet asked her.
所以我们看到她是有信心的。
So we could see that she had faith.
因为她相信先知所讲的话。
Because she believed in the words of the prophet.
因为她相信神的应许。
And she believed in the promise of God.
只要她做个小饼给先知吃。
As long as she made a little cake for the prophet,
神说他的油跟面不会减少。
Then God tells her that the flour and the oil that she had would not decrease.
一直到神使雨水降在地面上，这个饥荒解除的时候。
Until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth, which means when the famine is over.
所以因为他的信心呢、啊。所以神迹就真的就显明出来了。
And because of her faith, this miracle was shown.
所以他们就可以天天啊吃那个啊不会减少的油跟面做的饼。
And that's why they were able to eat the bread that's made by the flour and oil every day.
天天啊生活在神的神迹当中。
And they were able to live in the miracle every day.
天天啊看到神的赏赐。
And every day they saw the blessing of God.
那这个时间呢、啊，应该是很长的。
And this period of time probably lasted for a while.
因为饥荒的时间呢、啊，总共三年半。
Because the time of the famine was 3 years and 6 months.
啊，所以这个至少一年半、两年的时间呢、啊。
And so this time period was probably at least a year or two and half.
啊，所以我们看到神是看顾人的神。
So we could also see that our God is a God that takes care of people.
啊，所以主耶稣说，我们主要先求神的国、神的义啊。我们生活，神就会看顾我们。
And that's why Jesus tells us that as long as we see God's kingdom and His righteousness first,
我们敬畏神的人可以把我们的生活啊，把一切的忧虑卸给神。
And He will provide for us. And those who fear God, He will provide for all our lives.
因为神会眷顾我们。
And we can cast all our care upon Him because He cares for us.
因为先知在服侍神。
Because the prophet serves God.
啊，神就看顾他的生活。
And so God took care of the prophet.
啊，也借着这样一起照顾这个贫穷的寡妇。
And also because of that, this poor widow was also taken care of.
因为她对神有信心。
Because she had faith in the Lord.
啊，因为她对先知啊有爱心。
And she had love for the prophet.
啊，结果她接待先知啊，啊就得到先知的赏赐。
And because she took care of the prophet, she received the blessing of the prophet.
看到这个接待的福分。
So we also see the blessing of hospitality.
那所以我们知道说啊，这个以利亚啊，他本来在基利西旁啊是一个人啊，神派那个乌鸦啊送食物给他。
And we know that Prophet Elijah was by himself by the brook, and God told the ravens to give him food.
是他自己一个人享受神的赏赐。
And when he was by the brook by himself, he was receiving God's blessing alone.
现在来到这个寡妇家。
But now that he came to this widow's house,
不得他自己又看到这个寡妇跟他的儿子啊，同样受到神的看顾。
Not only was he taken care of by God, he also saw that the widow and her son was taken
care of by God.
所以他看到
神的慈爱。
So he saw the mercy of God.
啊，他也在那边啊，跟寡妇相处，学习啊，过一种圣洁的生活。
And he was also there learning with the widow to live a holy life.
但是神为着要造就这个以利亚跟这个寡妇啊，啊，所以让他经历了更大的一些事迹。
And in order to edify the widow and the prophet Elijah, God made something happen.
啊，就是要让他在这个灵性上啊更加进步。
And which was to increase their spirituality and faith.
我们看《列王记上》17:17。
If we turn to 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 17.
列王记上17:17。
1 Kings chapter 17, verse 17.
说这是以后啊，做那家祖母的妇人，她的儿子病了，病得甚重， 以致身无气息。十八节。
18。
妇人对以利亚说：“神人啊，我与你何干呢、啊？你竟到我这里来，使神想念我的罪，以致我的儿子死呢？”好、哦，他说：“本来啊，每天都生活在神迹之中啊。”
So in originally, they were living in this miracle every day.
啊，天天有那个吃不完的油跟面所做的饼。
Every day they had this never-ending flour and oil and the bread.
天天看神迹啊，天天享受神的恩典。
And every day they were witnessing miracles and enjoying the blessing of God.
每天啊，都很快乐满足的生活。
And they were living very happily and very contently every day.
神迹要让他们经历一个更深的。
But God allowed them to experience a lesson.
神奇妙的作为跟神复活生命的大能。
And to learn this miraculous work of God and also this power of resurrection.
结果说神就让那个寡妇的儿子就死掉了。
So God allowed the widow's son to die.
生了重病啊就死掉了。
He was very sick and died.
那这讲起来就是一个信心上非常大的一种考验。
And so this was indeed a very great test in their faith.
人有时候信心要经过考验啊，这个信心才会进步，才会完全。
Man needs to go through tests in our faith in order to become complete.
信心如果没有经过考验啊，就没有办法进步。
If our faith is not tested, it will not improve.
本来他们啊，如果先知没有来啊，他们没有这个饼，没有食物啊，啊，可能就老早就因为没有食物就会死掉了。
And if the prophet didn't go to them, they would have died already because of the lack of food.
啊，现在先知来啊，他们天天都有吃不完的食物。
But now that the prophet came to them and they had this never-ending food every day.
啊，却没有饿死，反而是病死掉了。
And instead of dying out of hunger, they actually, or he died of sickness.
所以让我们知道说，人活着啊，不是光靠食物。
And so it also teaches us that a man does not live by bread alone.
神要让人活着，人就能够活着。
If God allows man to live, then we will live.
神如果不让人活着啊，虽然你有很多的财富啊，还是活不下去。
And if God does not allow man to live, then even if the person is very rich, he will not be able to live.
像那个财主啊，他虽然钱财非常的丰富。
Just like the rich man who is very rich.
啊，他很会经营啊，又收藏越来越多。
And he decides to store up all his wealth.
啊，他本来想说，我这么多财物啊，我可以做多年的花用，好好的吃喝享受了。
And he says to himself that I have stored up all my treasure. I will enjoy the rest of my life.
啊，神却对他说，你是一个无知的人。
But God says, you foolish man.
我今天晚上就把你的灵魂拿走。
If I take away your soul tonight,
啊，你那么多的财富要留给谁呢？
Who will enjoy all these treasure that you have stored up?
说人的生命啊，不是家道丰富。
And that's why a man's life is not does not consist.
不是因为你财富很多啊，你的生命就丰盛。
It does not consist in the in the richness, but it's not because we own a lot of things that we.
人能够活着是在乎神的恩典。
We can only live because of the blessing of God.
啊，神能够让我们呢、啊。啊，在各样的环境啊，如果要我们活下去，他就会预备各样的环境。
God will allow us to live in different sorts of environment if He lets us.
那这个孩子啊，天天享受神的恩典，天天看神迹啊。
And so this child, he enjoyed this miracle of God every day.
有吃不完的油跟面。
And there was this never-ending flour and oil.
啊，然后后来却死掉了。
But later on, he died.
那所以让我们知道说，我们一个基督徒常常在神的恩典当中啊。也难免会发生一些困难。
And so it also tells us that as Christians, we live under the blessing of God.
甚至我们的肉体有一天啊，都会离开世界的。
But we will also encounter troubles, and our flesh will depart from this world one day.
但是要紧的就是神给我们一个灵命。永存的生命。
But what is important is that God has given us a spiritual life, this eternal
life. 所以我们所看到的啊，就是这个暂时的。
And so what we see is temporary.
哦，我们所在意的就是那个永恒的生命。
And what we care about is that eternal life.
啊，他说这个肉体呀、啊，他说会渐渐毁坏啊，好像帐篷有一天就拆毁掉。
And so our body deteriorates every day, just like a tent, one day it will be taken away.
神会赐给我们一个永存的住屋，就是一个灵性的身体。
But God will give us a permanent house, which is the spiritual body.
所以我们不是以看得见的为念，要以那个看不见的为念。
And that's why we shouldn't focus too much on the things that we can see, but pay attention to the things we do not see.
因为看得见的就是暂时的。
Because what we see is temporary.
啊，看不见那才是永远的。
And what we do not see is eternal.
主耶稣传道理的时候也会变饼给他们吃。
When Jesus was preaching, he was also able to make bread for
the multitude. 所以很多人就跟着耶稣啊，耶稣跑到哪里，他们就要跟到哪里。
And so a lot of the people followed Jesus wherever he went.
后来他们问主耶稣说你什么时候到这里来了？我们找你找得很辛苦啊。
And then they asked Jesus, when would you come to us? Because we looked for you.
主耶稣说，你们找我啊，是为着要吃饼得饱。
And Jesus told them that you look for me because you want to be filled with bread.
你们不要为那个未朽坏的食物劳力啊。
Don't work for the food that perishes.
还要为那个存到永生的食物劳力。
But work for the food that lasts until.
他们对主耶稣说啊，你行什么神迹啊，叫我们能够信你呢
？Eternal life. And then so they asked Jesus, what kind of miracle will you show us so that we can believe you?
我们的祖宗啊，摩西给他们玛拿吃。
Because Moses gave our ancestors manna.
那你能够行什么神迹啊？
What kind of miracles will you do?
啊，主耶稣说啊，那个玛拿不是摩西给他们，是天上的神呐、啊、给他们的。
Jesus told them that Moses didn't give them manna, but it was God who gave them manna.
啊，那以色列人呢、啊，虽然吃了玛拿。
And the Israelites, even though they、
啊、
ate manna,、
啊、他们还是死掉了。
But they still died.
因为他们违背了神的命令，所以在旷野当中一个一个、啊、就扑倒了。
Because they disobeyed God, and so they died one by one in the wilderness.
耶稣说、啊：“你如果领受了我这个我所赐的粮食啊，啊，就是我的身体，你们就要永远不死。”
And Jesus told them that if you eat my flesh, which is the eternal bread, you will live forever.
因为他才是从天上降下来生命的粮食。
Because only Jesus himself was the bread that came down from heaven.
因为他要把生命赐给我们。
Because he will give us life.
我们有了耶稣基督啊，有了他的救恩啊，我们就可以永远不死。
When we have the Lord Jesus, when we have his salvation, we will live forever.
那这个妇人她的儿子死了以后啊，她对先知说，
After the widow's son died, she said to the prophet,
神人啊，我跟你何干？
She said, what have I to do with you?
你竟到我这里来？
O man of God, have you come to me?
使神想念我的罪，
To bring my sin to remembrance,
以致我的儿子死了呢？
And to kill my son.
他本来天天都在享受神赐给他们的、啊、食物啊，天天看神迹啊，他觉得很自然。
Every day they were enjoying this miracle that God gave them, and it was quite natural.、
啊、不晓得感恩。
And they did not know to give thanks.、
啊、结果突然间儿子死掉了，遇到这个困难，他就抱怨了。
But all of a sudden they encountered this event where her son died.
我跟你根本没有关系，你怎么跑到我们家来？
So she complained and she said, "What have I to do with you?"
因为你到我们家来啊，所以神就让我们遭遇到这个灾祸啊，让我的儿子死掉了。
Because you came to my house, and then so God allowed us to encounter this tragedy, and my son died.
事实上啊，先知没有来的话，他们老早就死掉，因为他们没有食物吃啊。
In actuality, if the prophet did not go to them, they would have died already because of the lack of food.
他们先知来了以后，他们才有天天吃不完的面跟油，才能够一直的活下来。
But it was because the prophet went to them that they had this never-ending flour and oil.
天天享受神的恩赐啊，天天看神迹啊，但是不晓得感恩。
They were enjoying God's blessing and seeing the miracle every day, but they did not know to give thanks.
好像这是很自然的事情。
They thought it was something natural.
我们有的人啊，真的每天啊，享受神的恩典啊，啊都不晓得感恩。
And there were a lot of us that enjoys the blessing of God every day, but do not know to give
thanks. 有时候遇到一些困难的事情，哦，埋怨神，埋怨人啊，很多很多的抱怨。
And sometimes when we encounter trouble, we will start complaining to God or to man.
啊，就像这个妇人一样。
Just like this widow.
哦，啊，当然她犯什么罪不知道了，因为她本来是一个外邦人嘛。
And of course, we don't know what sins she committed because she was a Gentile.
啊，不过哈、哦，有时候遇到一些困难的问题啊，啊，能够想到自己可能得罪神呐、啊，啊，这也是好的。
But it is good in order for us to think about perhaps we have sinned against God if we encounter something.
因为神的光一照啊, 人的污点就会显露出来。
Because God's light shines upon us and our sins are shown.
啊, 这个在这个患难当中啊, 也要思想。
And so we also need to think in adversity.
因为赏赐跟收取都在神。
Because it is God who gives and it is God who takes away.
啊, 所以他虽然是一个外邦人, 在困难当中啊, 他会找先知, 啊, 说啊, 可能是神想起我的罪啊, 才让我的儿子死掉。
And so even though she was a Gentile, but she knew to go look for the prophet and said that perhaps it was because of my sin that my son died.
啊, 不过在这个困难当中啊, 啊, 我们既然在神的恩典当中啊, 遇到困难啊, 我们也要学会祷告神, 啊, 来
As for us, when we are in trouble, we need to rely on God and pray to Him to open the way for us. Do not complain as soon as we encounter trouble because God does not like someone who complains. At that time, we see Prophet Elijah. He said, Give your son to me.
这个妇人就把她怀中的孩子就交给以利亚。
And so the widow gave him to, gave the son to Elijah.
以利亚说就把这个孩子抱到他所住的楼上。
And Elijah carried him to the upper room.
把他放在床上。
And he laid him on the bed.
这个以利亚就在那边很恳切的祷告。
And Elijah prayed very earnestly.
他说主我的神啊。
He said, O Lord, my God.
我说我们看到说以利亚在祷告这个用词啊，跟神很亲亲近。主啊，你是我的神。
So we could see that Elijah's prayer, he's very close to God.
非常的亲密，好像朋友，好像父子之间的关系。
He was very close to God. He says, my God. It's just like a relationship of father and son.
这个是平时跟神建立起来的关系。
And that is a relationship that is built on a daily basis.
我们如果常常祷告神哦,
If we often pray to God,
我们会觉得说跟神之间的关系很亲密。
We will feel that our relationship with God is very close.
所以当我们有困难的时候，我们祷告神。
And so when we have trouble, we will pray to Him.
因为我们亲近神, 神就亲近我们。
And when we draw near to God, He will draw near to us.
啊, 所以我们看到说, 以利亚跟神之间的关系很密切。
And so we see that the relationship of God and Elijah was very close.
啊, 然后他求神说, 神啊, 求你能够让这个孩子的灵魂啊, 啊, 又归到他的身体。
And so he prayed to God for the soul of the child to come back.
啊, 这是他很有信心的祷告。
And this was a very, it was a very,
因为当一个人离开离世了, 啊, 他的灵魂就离开他。
Because when someone dies, the soul departs.
啊, 他知道神是掌管生命的神。
But he knew that God was the God that controlled life.
所以他求神说, 你让孩子的灵魂又回到他的身体。
And so he prayed to God for the soul of the child to come back.
他说他三次啊, 伏在这个孩子的身上, 恳切地祷告。
And he stretched himself out three times on the child, prayed earnestly.
这个是看出这个以利亚先知啊, 那一种 祷告恳切的那一种态度。
And we could see this kind of earnesty that the prophet had when praying.
啊, 因为他主有靠神啊, 啊, 他也相信神啊, 啊, 能够让这个孩子活过来。
Because he relied on God and he knew that he believed in God. It was God who
他说神就答应了这个以利亚的祷告。
So God granted the prayer of Elijah.
孩子的灵魂就回到他的身体。
And the soul of the child came back.
啊, 这个孩子就活过来了。
And so the child became alive.
啊, 所以他就把这个孩子活活地交给他的妈妈。
And so the child was presented alive to the mother.
啊, 所以我们看到这个先知啊, 虽然这个寡妇在那边抱怨。
And so we see for the prophet, even though the widow was complaining,
那他有充分的神的爱, 还有充足的信心,
but he was filled with the love of God and also filled with faith.
他一点都不跟他争辩。
He did not argue with her.
他说你把你的孩子交给我。
He just said, give your child to me.
啊, 然后他带着个孩子啊, 就在那边恳切地祷告。
And he prayed earnestly with the child.
啊, 结果神垂听他的祷告, 让这个孩子又活了。
And God listened to his prayer, and this child was alive.
圣经里面说，我们的神是听人祷告的神。
The Bible tells us that our God is a God who listens to our prayer. 凡
有血气的人啊，都可以到神的面前来向他祷告祈求。
All flesh can come to God and pray.
啊，我们无论遇到什么事情，都向神祷告求。
And no matter what we encounter, we pray to God.
啊，神会赐给我们意外的平安。
God will give us a peace that is surpasses our understanding. 所以神听
了先知的祷告，让这个孩子又活了。
And so God listened to the prayer of the prophet, and the child lived.
那从这个经历里面呢、啊，对先知也是一个相当大的一种造就。
From this experience, it was a tremendous edification for the prophet.
因为这个是旧约里面第一个使人复活的神迹。
Because this was the very first miracle in the Old Testament of someone who died and came to
life. 以利亚，因为有这个经历啊，所以他对神那种完全信靠的心。
And because Elijah had this experience, he was able to have
所以他可以面对未来更大的挑战
a complete faith, and so he was able to face a greater challenge.
所以神就叫他说，你现在可以去见亚哈王了。
And then so God tells him, now go present yourself before Ahab.
叫他们把那个八百多个假先知通通带到加密山上去。
And tell him to bring the 800 so false prophets onto Mount Carmel.
以利亚一个人啊，在那边祷告啊。结果就一个人就胜过那八百多个假先知。
And Elijah was praying by himself, but he was able to overcome 800 or so false prophets.
然后把以色列百姓的信仰带着让他们归回。
And he was able to lead the faith of the Israelites back.
所以我们看到神要造就一个人让他经过很多的生活当中环境当中的考验。
And we see that when God wants to edify someone, he lets him go through a lot of challenges in life.
复活生命的大能。
And he was able to experience the power of God of resurrection.
体会到神是全能的神。
And he was able to experience this almightiness of God.
所以他可以面对各样艰难的挑战。
And he was able to face all sorts of different challenges.
对这个妇人来讲。
And for the woman,
虽然他本来在神迹当中他知道以利亚是神人以利亚所拜的神是对的。
In her lady life, she knew that Elijah was a prophet and that the God that Elijah worshipped was true.
经过了这个神迹以后，他对神有更进一步的认识。
But after this miracle, she knew God even deeper.
他说你是神人。
She said, "You are a man of God."
说知道这个以利亚是神所用的人神的仆人。
She knew that Elijah was the servant of God.
是蒙神重用的先知。
And it was, he was someone that God used heavily.
这个先知有神的同在，所以他有非常大的能力。
And because the prophet had the abidance of God, he had the power of God.
所以他看到了神的能力跟神的慈爱。
And so she saw the power of God and also the mercy of God.
然后他说神借着你讲的话都是实在的。
And she said that every word that comes out of your mouth from the Lord is true.
所以对神的话完全的信服。
And so she was able to be completely submissive to the words of God.
所以她本来是认识神没有错啦，但是还没有那么彻底。
So in the beginning, yes, she knew God, but not very well.
但是经历了这个神迹她的儿子从死里复活以后。
But going through the miracle of her son resurrecting from the dead.
她对神的认识更加进一步。
She was able to know God even more.
好像约伯说我从前风闻有你
Just like what Job said, I have heard of you.
我现在亲眼看到你了。
By the hearing of my ear, but now I see you.
因为他经历了神生命的大能。
Because she experienced the life of God.
他说我们有时候经过患难、经过考验就是让我们信心更加进一步。
And so sometimes when we go through tribulations and troubles, it helps us to increase
in our faith. 来唱诗377首。
Let's sing hymn 377.
377。
377.
377. God, think on me, God, think on me, God, enfant du bon. Apprends ma chanson, les chaloquets. My God, nothing could have been. Nothing could have been. Only I went to Adi, and think could have been. They shall come, they shall go. Let I be blind or not we won. Then come the body I know. Nothing has not of me. Nothing could not of me. Nothing could not of me. Only I be went to Andy. And think not of me. 大家请坐。
Please sit down.
我们下个安息啊，是我们园林教会的灵恩布道会。
Next Sabbath day is our spiritual convocation.
他说我们要特别祷告十五分钟。
So we will pray specially for 15 minutes.
我们为着教会的圣工，为着我们这一次的灵恩会来祷告。
And let us pray for the holy work of church and also the evangelical spiritual
convocation. And
we'll ask the Lord to draw more friends to him.
We'll
also ask the Lord to revive our faith during this spiritual convocation.
And
we'll ask his grace to be always with
us.
Let's pray together.
Oh, really?
Thank you. 哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名在散会前做简单报告。
Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus, we have a few announcements before we conclude.
我们感谢神，也谢谢周传道晚上带来神美好的话语，给我们美好的勉励。
Thank God, and also we thank Preacher Joe for a good encouragement for us tonight.
愿神纪念他的辛劳。
May God remember his labor.
那我们这礼拜天有户外的福音茶会。
On this Sunday, we have a gospel fellowship outdoors.
那我们欢迎我们邀请我们的亲戚朋友都可以来参加。
And we welcome all our friends and all our family and relatives to come and join us.
那我们书架上备有这个很清楚的这个地图跟地址需要的话，我们可以自由的来索取。
On the shelf in the back, there is a very clear direction and map. If you need it, please get it.
那我们也请各位弟兄姐妹继续在每天晚上的10点到10点半，特别为这一次的福音布道会来祷告。
And we also encourage all the brothers and sisters to pray together every night from 10 to 10:30 for our upcoming spiritual convocation evangelical services.
那晚上会堂清理，我们请 Bri 还有 Joe 还有 Josh 来帮忙。
Chapel cleaning, we ask Joe, Bri, and Josh.
愿大家平安。
May peace be with all of you.